the Fed held its rates steady.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Fed, under a new chairman, held its rate constant in its June meeting. The last time the Fed changed its rate was a 25 basis point cut last December. The Fed cut its interest rate by a quarter point three times last fall, similar to what it did in 2024. In both cases, yield on 10-year bond dropped briefly before rising again, surpassing its level before the rate cuts. This time around, the Fed cited economic growth, unemployment, and inflation, and emphasized price stability as a condition that will foster economic growth in the long run as a reason for not changing its rates. The inflation rate, which was accommodating the Fed's goals before the pandemic, surged due to significant government transfer payments in 2020 and 2021, which initially boosted personal savings sixfold. This influx of cash met a supply-constrained economy, causing inflation to spike from below 2% to 9% in just 2 years. Most economists expected that once the extra money ran out, people would return to their pre-COVID spending habits. How wrong we were. Instead of cutting back on excessive spending in absence of the windfall, consumers financed their purchases with debt to maintain their higher spending patterns, pushing household debt up by 11%, further fueling inflation. Increased demand and higher prices were accompanied with tight labor market, rapidly dropping the unemployment rate. However, the Fed missed the signs and all the calls to raise its rates in 2021. In March 22, the Fed raised its rates by 25 basis points. This increase was, by definition, too little, too late. The 9% inflation rate that summer finally prompted the Fed to take decisive action, resulting in 10 rapid rate hikes, raising its rate from 0.5% to 5.5%. How are we doing? Oh, this used to be an easy question to answer. However, federal government data are becoming less available and are at lower confidence levels. Non-governmental data estimate the economy's growth at 1% at annual rate for the first half of this year. BLS reports inflation at 4.2% and unemployment at 4.3%. The Fed's mandate initially was to maintain price stability. It was in 1977 that it was also charged with maximizing employment. But these are conflicting mandates. To get people back to work, you cut the rates. To bring inflation down, you have to hike them. While we can't easily identify how many times the Fed was successful in balancing its dual mandates, since those are times when things are going relatively smoothly, we can clearly identify the times that they missed the boat, like 2022, when inflation rose above 9%. Navigating that friction is the ultimate test of monetary policy. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.